What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from all across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors for said disorder. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about one way that you can, one nearly foolproof way that you can avoid narcissistic people. And that is by raising your standards. Raise your standards. One main issue I see, so I do my one-on-ones over Zoom, my coaching and whatnot over Zoom and whatnot. And one main issue I run into a lot of times when I'm talking to survivors of narcissists and things like that, thrivers of narcissists, one main thing is they keep saying, just like, I wasn't attracted to this person at first. They weren't my type. They weren't on my level. I had, you know, dating down or whatever. This person, you know, they let them run across their boundaries or whatever. They dropped their boundaries. They couldn't say no and things like that. They pretty much lowered their standards of acceptable treatment from other people. And these are highly powerful, millionaire, beautiful men, beautiful women. Like, Famous people, you know what I mean? But so a lot of times, like, and I tell people, like, what, like you, so you have higher standards. Like, you can be a boss woman or a boss man or whatever, you know, you have super high standards for yourself and your life and your, you know, the way you want to live your life, but you don't have those same standards for people, for people who you allow into your space in a romantic way, or your parents or your friends and things like that. Cause we know narcissistic people can be family members. They can be friends. They can be, you know, a little bit of everything. So that's why I tell people, you have to raise your standards of treatment. Like, setting boundaries is steps. Like, so yeah, I feel a rat coming on. Y'all know y'all love the rats. So many, like, setting boundaries is tantamount to living a good, authentic life and surrounding yourself with good, authentic partners. It just absolutely is. Setting those standards, maintaining boundaries, not letting people push against your boundaries can save you so much time, effort, energy, and, you know, in your health, your physical health, so much, you save your money, you know what I mean? And you save your kids' physical, mental health and things like that. It can save you so much by setting boundaries. But Lee, I don't know, what does a boundary violation look like? Leave the first time. Somebody violates your boundaries, don't give them a second chance. Everybody doesn't deserve a second chance, especially these strangers that y'all meet. Oh, I just gave them the benefit of the doubt. No, stop giving people, they have to earn it. It's called, it's in the phrase, benefit of the doubt. It's a benefit. It's a benefit, y'all. It is absolutely a benefit. You know, like I said, it's the benefit of the doubt. If you want to go work a job, most jobs nowadays don't give you health insurance to start off with. They don't give you dental insurance to start off with. You have to work there a certain period of time for them to give you that benefit. So why y'all giving these benefits of the doubt, this benefit of the doubt to people you don't know? It's like a job. You hiring people without interviewing them? You hiring people that are stealing from the company? They're stealing, they're not really stealing from you. They're stealing your time. They're stealing your energy. They're stealing your money. They're stealing all this stuff. So yes, they are your employees of your life. They, you know, relationship partners are like the employees of your relationship life. You employed this person to give you love, care, and affection. Although you're supposed to be giving it back to them as well. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of people get caught up in these situations. But Lee, what does the boundary violation look like? This is when somebody so this is a boundary right here, y'all. You don't kiss on the first date. You know what I mean? You don't kiss on the first day. I know people are going to say, I'm talking with a lisp. Like, y'all, I told y'all last week, I was getting some dental work done. See? Got a new smile. Y'all see? So I'm lisping right now. I'm learning how to talk with my new teeth in my mouth. No gap. It's weird. but seriously, what does a boundary violation look like? I'm going to show y'all what a boundary violation look like. I'm going to do a longer skit on this. Like, let's say your personal boundary is you don't kiss on the first date, right? So, end of the date, y'all had a good date, right? End of the date, they leaned in for a kiss. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't kiss on the first night." If they say anything other than, "Oh, okay, sorry about that," like, "Sorry, I didn't mean to disrespect you," you know, cool, sorry about that, I apologize, I really didn't, you know, if they don't profusely apologize, it's an issue. If they say, "Oh, I thought we had a good night, I thought we were both vibing with each other, what's going on? So you don't like me? I thought you liked me. You don't really like me? I thought we were vibing. You don't think I'm attractive? You don't think, you know, you don't want to kiss me? Like, what's going on? I thought we were, you know, you don't want to end the night on a good note? You want to end the night like this? Those are boundary violations. That person is tiptoeing on your boundaries. And then if you give in and give them a kiss, guess what? You just set the precedence for the rest of the relationship. You just set the precedence for the rest of the relationship. Because they know all they do is apply a little pressure and you'll give in. Your boundaries, apply a little pressure, you give up your entire boundary that you set forward. You see what I'm saying? It seems so simple, but it's not. I know it's not always that simple, but it can seem so simple, can't it? You mean you gave up all this stuff for what? For this person? So that's a minor boundary violation, but it leads to major stuff because you let them talk you off of it. You mean, but Lee, what if we don't give them a kiss on what if I don't kiss them on the first night and they never talk to me again? Perfect. Perfect. That's what that means. That means you just eliminated somebody in your life that didn't belong in your life, that didn't respect your boundaries. So perfect. That's what I say. You see what I'm saying? You see how that goes right there. That's exactly how it goes. That's what I tell people. Understand that these people are not for you. They just are not. You know what I mean? So you have to take control of your power. Like if they pushed against your boundaries off the rip like that, then they're going to continue to push against your boundaries off the rip like that. You know what I mean? They're going to continue to do that and they're not going to stop. Why would they stop? You see what I'm saying? Why would they stop doing that? They're going to continue to push against your boundaries. It seems so. That's just an example off the top of my head, y'all. Boundary violation can be something else. You don't go home on the first night. You don't date. You don't spend a lot of money on the first date or whatever. You know what I mean? Your first date boundary is a coffee date. Just get to know somebody, see if you're a vibe. Oh, I don't like that. Boundary violation. They're not for you. But she bad though, Lee. I just don't want to spend no money. She kind of cute though, man. What I'm gonna do? They're not for you. I'm just telling you. If y'all let them violate your boundaries and push against your boundaries at the beginning of the relationship, they're going to continue to do that. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they continue to do it? Because they know they can get away with it. They can push against your boundaries. So raise your standards. Keep your standards in place. Raise your boundaries. Keep your boundaries in place. Your standards are set to protect you. Standards of operation. Standards of whatever you have going on in your life. You require, like, you can have standards of your job. Like, you actually have it. Like, you might actually be a boss and have employees working for you. You require standards of that person. That employee steals from you. You fire them. But somehow this relationship partner, they're stealing your time, effort, energy, money. You keep them employed in your life. What's the difference right there, y'all? You see, what is going on? What's the difference in that situation right there, y'all? You see, you're allowing somebody to get away with it because, you know, you have higher standards for your life, but not for your relationships. You see what I'm saying? You have to empower yourself. That's what it's all about. It's empowering yourself to keep those boundaries in place to protect yourself. Raise your standards. If you're not used to it, if it's something you normally don't accept, then don't accept it. Y'all been letting people talk y'all off of y'all boundaries. You know what I mean? They've been telling y'all stuff. So many people are so afraid to be. If you have a fear of being alone, you're going to get taken advantage of. I promise you. Especially when you get into the relationship dynamics. And people like to violate your boundaries and can coerce you into doing anything. I'm telling you, you're going to have a rough time. You're going to have a rough go about living your life. I promise you. Because narcissists and toxic people do not care about your boundaries. They get upset. They get angry at your boundaries and things like that. I promise you. They just absolutely do. And so many people are accepting and tolerating of these boundary violations. And you let it go on for an extended period of time. They will ruin your life. They will absolutely ruin your life. I promise you. You mean? I promise you. If you keep letting them violate your boundaries, they're going to ruin your life. You're going to be mad and you're going to blame them. But you can't really be. You can't. Like, y'all. It gets to the point after a while, if you keep going back and keep letting your boundaries get violated, you can't continue to blame the narcissist for being them. They've shown you who they are. It's up to you whether or not you're going to accept who they are. You can't change them. But you guess what you can do? You can raise your standards. If they don't qualify, if you can change, like, they have to update their resume just like a job, y'all. They have to continuously update their resume to stay in a relationship with you. They're treating you terribly. Update their resume. They haven't done anything good for you in years. It might be time to go. It might be time to reevaluate your relationship. Might be time for a performance review. might be time for a performance review of this person. So empower yourself. Stay in power, y'all. Stay in power. Y'all, so I'm going to wrap this thing up real quick, y'all. Hang on to the end, y'all. I got some big announcements to make. The clothing brand I Am is coming soon. Me and my wife are actually working on that this week. Clothing brand, apparel brand called I Am. It's self-love. I Am. Y'all going to love it, I promise you. In-person meetup events. So a live in-person workshop, me and Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, another self-aware narcissist, are holding a live in-person workshop in Virginia Beach, Virginia. In Virginia Beach, Virginia, September 24th. It's a 4-hour workshop. It's maximum of 20 people, a small intimate setting or whatever. Not going to be recorded. You know what I mean? The 7 people are already booked. There's going to be a link in, like, click, go to mentalhealness.net and take you there. Then we're going to Austin, Texas, similar thing, one-on-ones in person. Austin, Texas is going to be one-on-ones in person, live in-person meet and greet, live in-person, it's just, you know, question and answer session, webinar, with it live, you know, just, you know, everything. And then Toronto, Canada. Toronto, Canada is going to be November the 19th. We'll be in Toronto, Canada for a workshop, meet and greet, and whatnot. So thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because guess what? As much as y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.